Heaven Adjacent by Katherine Ryan Hyde, performed by Laurel Merlington. Rosanna was standing under the barely warm water in her tiny cold makeshift shower when the bell at the gate began to clang. She cursed to herself a few times, under her breath but out loud, rinsing off more or less all at once and grabbing a towel. She stepped out into her shabby and small add-on bathroom, toweled her hair briefly, then wrapped the towel around herself. Rosanna stuck her head out the bedroom door, leaving most of her body still in hiding. From there, through the living room window, she could see a young man of 20-something standing at the gate. He was looking around and, puzzlingly, even up over his head, as though something tangible and remarkable were about to materialize close by, or above. "I'll be there in a minute," she bellowed. She could see by his reaction that he heard, but he never seemed to get a bead on the direction of the sound. She trotted down the steps of her little farmhouse, the porch stairs sagging limply under her weight, then headed for the gate. She was still a bit huffy, and she knew it. She could feel the ball of irritation tucked under her ribs. "Peace and quiet," she muttered to herself under her breath. "Solitude. Still don't think it's too much to ask." She took a deep breath and tried to let it all go before she spoke. He was a nice enough-looking young man, clean-cut. He reminded her of her son, Lance. A little bit, anyway. But he seemed somewhat greener regarding life in general, what Rosanna's mother had used to call wet behind the ears. "I'm sorry I got you out of the shower," he said. "What can I do for you?" she asked, without addressing whether he was or was not forgiven.
"I was hoping to get your story."
"My story?"
"Yes."
"You want to know why I made the metal animals?"
"I want to know everything. Why you left such a successful life in the city, and a really comfortable lifestyle. Why you chose a place like this that's so..."
He paused, looked around again, looked at her little farmhouse, with its faded paint and saggy porch, at her barn, huge and imposing, but looking like a good wind could end its upright life once and for all. His face took on a humble expression. He seemed to realize he had painted himself into a verbal corner, that there was no polite way out. "How do you know what I left behind?" she asked him, feeling her eyes narrow. Generally, the people who stopped here knew nothing beyond what they saw with their own eyes. Oh, perhaps they'd heard that she had a reputation as a colorful local, and that the animal sculptures were worth a look and a few photos. Some had even been told that they could talk to Rosanna about their lives, that a visitor might be asked whether his life had turned out the way he dreamed it might, and a conversation of some depth might ensue. But no one had come by who knew anything about the past she had so unceremoniously left in the dust.